With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. FBI says a recent China-linked cyber intrusion into a sensitive agency surveillance system is indeed a major incident.
The Bureau first told Congress on March 4th that it was investigating suspicious activity on an internal agency system that contained, quote, law enforcement-sensitive information. The FBI did not publicly identify who was behind the activity at the time. The FBI determined that the intrusion meets the definition of a major incident under a federal data security statute known as FISMA. Congress was informed of the decision early this week. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has fired the top uniform Army officer, General Randy George.
A Pentagon official has confirmed that George has been asked to take early retirement from the post of Army Chief of Staff, which he's held since August 2023. The ousting of George is just the latest of more than a dozen firings of top generals and admirals by Hegseth since he first took office last year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says he fully intends to sign an order to pay all Department of Homeland Security employees who've gone without paychecks 7 weeks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After nearly 7 weeks of a partial government shutdown, the president said DHS workers and their families have suffered far too long, and he's going to bypass Congress, even as GOP leaders are working on a plan to fund the department. The president made a similar move last week to resume pay for TSA employees. His latest intervention is expected to apply to other non-law enforcement employees within Homeland Security, including FEMA and the U.S. Coast Guard and support staff. Greg Clugston, Washington.
With a little help from technicians, the astronauts on their way to the moon now are breathing a little easier. Their toilet wasn't working, but now it is, and it's a long trip. This is SRN News. Ohio lawmakers consider a drag show ban.
The State House of Representatives has approved the measure, which would not bar all drag performances, but only those where children are or might be present. Every single Democratic state senator voted against the legislation, which is now in the hands of the Ohio Senate. Republican supporters of the legislation say, quote, it also establishes clearer legal standards to help maintain privacy and safety in spaces designated for biological females. Michael Harrington reporting.
Teenagers in America getting abortion pills through telehealth and people ages 18 to 24 ordering medication abortion at much higher rates than older adults. That's the word from a new study just out by the Journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers say underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement. Most abortions are carried out with drugs. This is SRN News. It was a bad year overall, but things are looking up for Tesla now. Sales are climbing somewhat, and some new products showing a lot of promise on the line. We have more on that story now from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Sales of Tesla vehicles rose 6% in the first quarter after a brutal year of boycotts over Elon Musk's political activities. Sales were still lower than financial analysts had expected. Overall, there's been a lower demand for EVs across the industry since the September expiration of a $7,500 tax credit for EV buyers. Tesla is now hoping that cheaper versions of its Model X and 3 introduced late last year will eventually lift sales. Tesla is also now producing a self-driving cyber cab with no steering wheel to attract customers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.